You know you're meant for more. You know you're capable of so much more. I know you're capable of so much more. Today we're going to talk about how you can push past some of those barriers that you are placing upon yourself to be much more, to achieve much more, to have that level of success that you know you're capable of. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. And your life's at a crossroads, your heart speaks to you, and it says, it's time for change. You know it in every part of your being. Your gut tells you, your heart tells you, but then you go to your head and your head talks you out of it. You get caught in the thinking, the overthinking. What will people say? Are you capable of this? I can't do this. So you park the idea again until that urge loops back around again when you know you've got to do something about your life. You might have run this pattern a few times. Sometimes it's something shows up that just keeps you a little interested just enough. For me, back in corporate, it was I'd just get a pay rise or I'd get a new opportunity that would just give me enough to stay there for another 6 months. And then it would slowly come back again and eat away at me. And I'm like, man, I'm really not happy here. And that went on for years. The years can just roll by. So what you don't want is where I was heading, which is just rolling this pattern until you just keep parking the idea and you keep just going, oh, okay, the thought's gone away. I'll keep pushing on. And the urge comes, your head talks, you don't want to do that until you retire and then look back on regrets on what could have been, what you should have done. What could have been? Hey, what a thought. I'm sure you've had it before. What I know is that the people I coach have had it as well. And they also have the thought after they've started the coaching is, why didn't I do this years ago? Because as soon as we break one pattern and they realize that that's not holding them back anymore and they could have been doing this the whole time, they just think, why did I wait so long? So that's my question to you. How much longer are you going to wait? How many more regrets are you going to have? And this is not, you're not alone in having these thoughts. Like I did this same pattern, like I said. I talk to people all the time, particularly they've hit that middle point in their life when they're like, is this it? Like, surely there must be more. And yes, you have responsibilities in your life. That is without question. Yes, there are certain things that you need to continue to provide. Some of the things that I know deters a lot of men is I've got a responsibility to my family. There's a certain lifestyle that we've grown accustomed to. I need to keep earning this amount. I don't know if I can do that if I make a career transition. All of these things come up. So they just continue doing what they're doing. And they say it to me, oh, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. So, yes, you have responsibility to other people, but your biggest responsibility is to yourself. To yourself. You've only got this one crack at life. So how much longer are you going to push back and delay things when you know things could be better? You felt it in your heart, in your gut. You know that there's more out there. And you've had that thought, this can't be it. This can't be all my life is. So at some point you've got to take a stand because you can't keep doing everything for everyone else and not for yourself. There's only so many times you can go to the well before the well runs dry. So when will you stand up? When will you stand up and say, this is it, not going anymore? Because it's not just about you. If you don't break this pattern, your kids will run the same pattern. They'll keep running these for generations. Are you going to be the person that stands up, breaks the patterns, that says, we're not doing this again. We're not running this pattern. Surely you must have seen the patterns that your parents have run, that their parents have run, and just having the same conversations again and again. Because you know you're capable of more. I know you're capable of more. You've had those moments where you're like, oh, wow, yeah, I can do this. I've got so much more to give. And then your head gets in the way. You worry about what other people might think of, well, what if I stuff this up? I can tell you what happens is that life will throw you something that will mean you got to take notice. And for my wife and I, it was like we missed some stuff with our kids and we were flogging ourselves in corporate and trying to earn as much as we could and climb the ladder and investing in property and, you know, just pushing and pushing and pushing. Now, our kids didn't want for anything material, but they were missing a whole lot of shit that they really needed from us. And we just made a conscious decision. We're going to sacrifice for a time our financial direction we're heading and our careers, because we're going to step back and we're going to take stock and we're going to think, well, maybe there's something else we should be doing with our careers. Maybe all of this is not worth it when you're staring down the barrel of unthinkable situations of where your children could be heading. And even a thought of, well, what if they won't be here because we've made some mistakes and we've left them alone and now they're heading down a path that's scary. That's what we faced. And it's confronting. Life will show you that you need to change. And the message will get stronger and louder if you don't pay attention. And every time that your heart speaks to you, that your gut speaks to you, you're getting a message that it's time to change. And every time you allow yourself to talk yourself out of it, then you're getting yourself closer to life throwing something bigger at you. The feather, the brick, and the truck. First, life will give you a tickle with the feather to see if you've got it, if it's got your attention. That might be that little intuitive nudge that maybe I'm meant for more than this, that maybe I need to make some changes. It could be just an idea that pops into your head. If you don't pay attention or you notice it but you don't act, then that's when you get the brick, something a bit bigger. For someone I know recently, they cut their eye. Wake up call. They weren't paying attention. They weren't seeing something. Now, I'd had plenty of those. I'd had plenty of those bricks. And then my dad died, and that was the truck. I felt run over. I felt like the truck had run me over and then backed it over and forward over me again and again. That's how I felt life was treating me. And that's the reality of it, because humans are built for more. We're designed for more. We're capable of so much more. And every time when you're doing coaching, when you break through to another level, you realize, oh, my God, I was still playing too small. I'm capable of so much more, so much more. And you'll have that thought and feeling again and again. And every time you shake your head, but then you remember, you go, how good is this? Because now I've got another opportunity to go bigger again. And bigger doesn't necessarily have to mean grandeur. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything that's scary, although a bit of fear is healthy, but just bigger in terms of who you are and how you show up. Like, had a moment today when I was copping a bit of backlash in a certain situation and I was thinking, how good is it now that people are giving me their best and it's just not having an impact on me. When I say their best negativity, and it just had no impact. And I'm like, how good is it that I'm at that stage that when people throw that sort of stuff at me, I just don't care. And I don't have that physical reaction I used to have, that emotional reaction, that fear reaction. What are people thinking? What are they going to say? Like, I feel so like that cringy feeling that, yeah, I just wasn't getting that. And that only happens when you're prepared to have the courage to change. to follow what's in your heart, to follow what your gut is urging you forward to. When you make the decision, it's going to be challenging, but you'll never regret making that decision. That I promise you. And of course, if you're ready to take that step, send me a message. I'd love to chat with you, see if I can help you in some way, and if so, how I can help you. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport Is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.